We know the planet is warming, and we're hearing some of the consequences of that almost daily. Here is a question, however. Will warming have any impact on volcanic activity? Researchers at Oregon State University are taking a look.
Well, we talked to co-author of a new study, Alan Mix, who's an oceanographer and paleoclimatologist at OSU.
Yeah, well, we are losing ice. So what we said in the paper is we don't know about that one, because we've established this relationship between losing ice and volcanoes. But there's probably a sort of triggering or tipping point effect in here about how much ice loss it takes. And what's happening is the Earth adjusts to the loss of weight of the ice. And so how much weight of ice does it take to make that trigger? I don't think we know that yet, but that's one of the things we'll be working on, is finding out how sensitive the system is to change. And that'll answer the question. Here in Oregon, there's not much ice left on Mount Hood. But, up in Alaska, there's still some ice up there. And so we're going to be looking at that.
Yeah, it makes sense. That whole balance, that whole weight pushing down on the Earth's plates, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, it does. It's surprising how much that ice weighs. But if you got a mile thick ice sheet sitting on top of the mountains, then yeah, that's a serious weight. It's sort of, we described it as sort of the cork in the champagne bottle, where the champagne bottle still exists and it could fizz out, but the cork holds it back. So if think of the ice as that cork, the volcano still exists and they still might erupt, but that icy cork might just slow it down a little bit, and then remove the cork and boom, off it goes. And then ash goes out somehow, and that has consequences, and they're probably both positive and negative, and so we've got to figure out how that works.
I've been still waiting for some kind of positive result of rapid warming. I mean, is there any good to come about all of this?
Well, yeah, we're here in Oregon. We're experiencing some of those climate change effects with heat waves in the summer and big atmospheric rivers and heat in the ocean and low oxygen dead zones, and so we don't see these things going away. The trend is toward warming. So, if I lived in Siberia, maybe a little warming would be good for me, but that's not where most people live. So unfortunately, there's probably not good news. And, then the question becomes, what do we do about it? And so that's why we did this study, is, one of the ideas of what to do about it is consume the excess carbon by fertilizing the ocean. And, we're finding that, that works, but there may be some negative consequences in that, too. So maybe we got to be pretty careful here.
That's Alan Mix at Oregon State University. The study has been published in the journal Nature. You can also learn more at KXL.com.